Welcome to episode 994 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
What is the message of Hebrews? This book reveals a central truth. Jesus is the King who reigns at the right hand of God the Father. As the divine ruler, Jesus has always held authority over the universe. However, when humanity fell into sin through Adam and Eve, Satan assumed the role of the ruler of this world. Then, through his death and resurrection, Jesus defeated Satan, reclaiming his rightful authority over all who accept him as their savior. In the first two chapters of Hebrews, the focus is on the enthronement of Jesus as king. Verses 5 to 14 of chapter 1 outline three key aspects of Jesus' enthronement ceremony. First, God declares Jesus as his royal son. Second, God presents Jesus to the heavenly court, where he is worshipped by the angels and recognized as the eternal creator and sovereign. Third, God formally enthrones Jesus, granting him full authority over heaven and earth. A foundational truth of the New Testament is that Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promises to David. Born in David's lineage in the city of David, Jesus was frequently called the Son of David. He was crucified with the inscription, King of the Jews, above his head. The apostles Peter and Paul boldly proclaimed that Jesus' resurrection fulfilled the promises made to David, and John called him the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The book of Hebrews supports this truth. God has fulfilled his promises to David through Jesus. God has given Jesus a superior name, installed him as his son, affirmed him as the eternal creator and Lord, and seated him at his right hand in glory. Furthermore, Hebrews 3 and 4 remind us that Jesus is the one who leads God's people into his rest and serves as the builder of God's house. Thus, Jesus is the rightful king of this world, engaged in a cosmic battle against Satan, the usurper, for our loyalty and devotion. So, first point in the message of Hebrews, Jesus is our king. Next, Jesus is our mediator. This concept builds on the Old Testament understanding the promised Davidic king would represent Israel before the Lord. The role of this mediator was crucial for maintaining the covenant between God and Israel. Under the Mosaic covenant, Israel's continued blessing and protection depended on the faithfulness of the entire nation. However, the Davidic covenant offered hope by shifting the focus to the faithfulness of one, the king. Yet, as history shows, most kings failed to remain faithful, preventing God from fully blessing Israel. Hebrews here reveals the significance of Jesus as our mediator. God sent his own son, born from David's lineage, who remained perfectly faithful. As the ultimate mediator, Jesus fulfills all of God's promises, representing us before the Father. Through his perfect life, death, and resurrection, Jesus mediates God's blessings to us. Hebrews teaches our hope and salvation are found only in Jesus, who bridges the gap between God and humanity, ensuring God's promises of grace, forgiveness, and eternal life flow to all who believe. Hebrews presents Jesus as our ultimate champion. In 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 19 to 20, the Israelites asked for a king who would judge them and lead them in battle, forgetting God was their true king. With the coming of Jesus, God's rule was fully restored over his people. As our king, Jesus not only judges with righteousness, but also leads us in spiritual warfare against our greatest enemy. Hebrews 2 verses 14 to 16 portrays Jesus as the champion who stands in battle on behalf of weak humanity. Like David, who fought and defeated Goliath to save Israel from slavery, Jesus engages the devil and defeats him, setting us free from the bondage of sin and death. In Hebrews chapters 5 to 7, we are introduced to another essential role of Jesus, our high priest. This fulfills God's promise to the future Davidic king that he would be a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Jesus, in this capacity, serves as the ultimate mediator between God and humanity. In the Old Testament, priests had several key functions. They represented the people before God, acting as mediators in matters relating to him. Priests offered sacrifices on behalf of the people, ensuring these offerings were acceptable to God for cleansing and forgiveness. They were also tasked with teaching God's law, guiding people in understanding and applying His commandments, and pronouncing blessings in God's name. Through their ministry, they helped to bridge the gap between a holy God and sinful humanity. As our high priest, Jesus fulfills and transcends all these functions. Unlike the earthly priests, He is perfect, sinless, and eternal. He not only offers the ultimate sacrifice, His own life, but also continues to intercede for us in the heavenly sanctuary. Moreover, in 1 Peter 2 verse 9, believers are described as a royal priesthood, a role that carries both privilege and responsibility. As part of this royal priesthood, we have direct access to God through prayer and are called to participate in God's mission of sharing His love and truth with the world. We are invited to offer sacrifices of praise and good works, teaching and living out God's commandments as we collaborate with Him in His work of salvation. What a profound privilege and responsibility we have as believers. Hebrews chapters 8 to 10 focus on Jesus' role as the mediator of a new and better covenant. The old covenant, with its rituals and sacrifices, was a foreshadowing of the greater work that Jesus would accomplish. The priests of the old covenant were imperfect, mortal, and served in a sanctuary that was merely a copy and shadow of the true heavenly sanctuary. While the sacrifices they offered prefigured Christ's ultimate sacrifice, they could not cleanse the conscience or bring lasting forgiveness. In contrast, Jesus ministers in the true heavenly sanctuary, providing direct access to God. His sacrifice is perfect and complete, purifying our conscience in a way that animal sacrifices never could. Through faith in Jesus and His mediating work, we are invited to approach God with confidence. Under the new covenant, God promises to write His law on our hearts, forgive our sins, and remember them no more. This covenant is made possible through Jesus, our perfect high priest, who not only explains God's law, but also transforms our hearts, giving us a new nature. The old covenant was designed to point forward to the work of Christ. However, some people misunderstood its purpose and clung to the symbols and shadows, missing the full reality that Jesus offered. As one commentator writes, Christ was the foundation and life of the temple. Its services were typical of the sacrifice of the Son of God. There would be no efficacy in these offerings when the great event toward which they had pointed for ages was consummated. In Jesus, the old covenant finds its true fulfillment, and we receive the full benefits of His transformative ministry and grace. Imagine a lighthouse keeper stationed on a remote cliff, miles from the nearest town. Every night, through storms and thick fog, he diligently keeps the light burning bright, guiding ships safely through treacherous waters. The keeper's role is not only crucial but life-saving. He must ensure that the light never goes out, no matter how fierce the storm or how deep the darkness. Sailors trust that the light will always be there, a beacon of safety and guidance in the midst of the tumultuous sea. In a similar way, the book of Hebrews reveals Jesus as our guide, protector, and constant light. The book of Hebrews invites us to see Jesus in His fullness, our King, Mediator, Champion, High Priest, and the Mediator of a new covenant. Each of these roles reveals a different dimension of Christ's ministry and His ongoing work on our behalf. As believers, we are called to recognize and respond to these truths with faith, confidence, and gratitude. Just as sailors trust the lighthouse to guide them safely, we can trust Jesus to lead us through life's darkest and most challenging moments, knowing that His light will never fail. In every challenge, we can rest assured that Jesus has already secured victory and is interceding for us. May we draw near to Him, embracing the hope and assurance that He offers as we live out our calling in this world.
Father, thank You for revealing Jesus to us in such profound ways through the book of Hebrews. Help us to grasp His majesty as our King, His compassion as our mediator, His strength as our champion, and His mercy as our high priest. May we grow in faith and love, fully trusting in His work on our behalf. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.